Nordic walking may look easy, but if done correctly, it can exercise the whole body. That's according to fitness instructor Isabel Rühn from the Alpenmed Hotel Lamm in Seefeld, Austria.
When you make the technique right, so Nordic walking train 90% of your whole body muscles, and it's really good for older people, for younger people. You can make it the whole year, in summer, in winter, in spring, and it's a great sport.
What role do the sticks play?
The sticks are really important because a normal walking train only 50% of your muscles, and with your sticks you can train your whole arm muscles, the shoulders, really good for your back, and it makes you really straight.
What is the technique then that you have to get right?
The technique is you do always the opposite stick to your leg. It's really important that you move your back and your hips. And it's also really important that you push your stick behind you so that your whole back side of your arm muscles go in movement.
So you're not using the stick like a walking stick to support you. You're using it to exercise your muscle.
Yes, you're using it to exercise your muscle, and it's really good that you can go forward. You can also use it when you go up a hill. It's really, really good. You be faster.
Do you get much of an aerobic workout? Because although you're walking reasonably fast, you're not running or anything.
Yes, it's really, really good, and it's better for your whole joints. Aerobic is really a hard sport and not good for your spine and for your joints. So Nordic walking, I think it's really good sport.
And how popular is Nordic walking in Austria?
In Austria, it's really popular. So many people do this sport because you can do it the whole year. And when the Nordic walking begins, so only women walk. And now lots of men also walk.
And I always think of Nordic walking as for much older people, that young people don't do it. Do young people now do it in Austria as well?
Yes, also young people do it, and mostly those people who have too much weight. So it's a really good sport to do for people with too much weight.
What kind of equipment, apart from the sticks, do you need? Do you need special clothes or special shoes?
Yes, it's really important to wear special shoes. I would prefer special Nordic walking shoes or running shoes. That's really important. They make it special because you should roll when you walk. And with running shoes, they are specialized that you can run. And Nordic walking shoes are specialized that you to roll up your feet.
Realistically, how fit do you think you can actually get if you're just doing Nordic walking?
If you just do Nordic walking, yes, it's a really good sport and you can be also really, really fit. But I would prefer when you do another sport also, like something more for your muscle, like Pilates or Qigong, or train in a fitness room or in a fitness center.
And if you want to get the correct equipment, so you need the shoes that have the convex soles, and you'd also have your sticks, how do you know you're getting the right kind of sticks? How do you choose a good stick?
So you choose a stick with a harness so that you can open and close your hands. It's really, really important for the technique, and that you don't lose the stick when you open and close the hand. When you hold the stick, your elbow and your hand must be in the right level, forming a right angle. So it's also really important that you buy a stick that's non-concertina, so when you push off the stick, it doesn't collapse.
And there always seems to be some kind of complicated breathing when you exercise. What's the breathing technique for Nordic walking?
Here is not the special breathing technique important, but it's really important that you breathe normal, maybe when it's possible through your nose. And when your heart rate is higher, you must breathe through your mouth. So it's the best when you can, you breathe through your nose. And when your heart rate is too high, you breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth.
What do you think is the biggest mistake that people make when they do Nordic walking?
Most of them, they don't use the sticks right. So they only take it to walk a little bit, but they don't push it behind them.
That's Isabel Grün from the Alpenmed Hotel Lamm in Seefeld, Austria. For more information, see seefeld.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews.
is online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.